If I don't have my fucking sunglasses I ordered on Monday today. Doesn't even matter. The sun's never fucking out.
Good point.
I can't hear you. Your mic's muted.
Fuck.
Fuck.
Come on, lad.
Come on, Mitt.
Come on,
Mitt
lad.
Said he had a big bone to pick.
Oh, good. I remember the bone, actually, now that Connor
nice.
Said that.
Nice.
Because we do continue. Have bone.
Continue. Continue
have,
on.
Bro, I have a giant bone to pick.
Look, are we recording? Do we know?
We are recording and we're
okay.
recording.
Go ahead. Start picking.
This is fucking, this time, the time zone switch, not time zone switch, time, what it's called?
Time change?
Yes. The mm-hmm. daylight savings,
daylight,
whatever.
Yep. Bingo.
Daylight savings.
Okay.
And Connor just reminded me of this.
I did.
Mm-hmm.
I have lost fucking 4 pairs of sunglasses just because now I don't know what to fucking do with them. Because
I hear you.
Driving in, it's like sometimes it'll get sunny and I'll put them on and then we're leaving and it's not fucking sunny. So I'll leave them in my locker and then my locker's a shithole. So they just get lost.
Can I throw you an idea real quick, Mitt?
Leave them in your car.
Oh,
put
no,
sunglasses on your car.
Yeah.
So yep. I have to in my car.
I like
and I'll walk in with them. So I did this like 4 or 5 times. I walked in with them. Put them somewhere,
mm-hmm.
and then just obviously I left, and I didn't fucking have them.
I like
I
to get
them.
Like a $35 pair off of Amazon, wear those around willy nilly, lose them, but then I got my old faithful gas station sunglasses that do not leave the automobile.
Welcome to the pod, bitch. That's right. Yeah. Hey, look, I'll tell you what I have done with my shades is I have turned into. Quite is that
a pariah?
You guys hear that? I think that's Mitt.
Mitt, what are you eating?
Oh, sorry. Can you guys hear that? I'm eating salted peanuts.
Oh, really? I couldn't even tell.
Yeah,
are they salty?
Very salty. I apologize. I'll
just salted, no honey roasted.
Pour them on.
Keep those going.
Let me finish what's in my mouth here, and then I'll stop chewing directly into the microphone.
So sunglasses, I have started a wall. I have this little.
How
thing.
Many altogether do you think?
Oh, man, I don't know, because there's a lot that are just, like, in drawers that I don't use. I would put it at, like, 50.
Wow.
Yeah, that's ballpark where I would put
so
it.
So you have a sunglass wall and all the T-shirts on the floor.
Bingo. Okay. T-shirts floor in my room, sunglass wall right next to my door.
Yeah, so when you're leaving, boom, those are my weapon of choice today.
Bingo.
Can you do a project starting January 1st?
For what?
You take a photo, get 364 pairs of sunglasses.
That's a really good idea.
And then you take a photo every day. And then for the whole year.
I mean, maybe. I just bought like 7 or 8.
That's what I'm saying.
On
you,
Oakley.
Can you hit 364?
I think I could. Yeah. And that's
my
goal.
That's a lot.
That's my goal for both shirts and sunglasses. If I just have 365 and then I do one, or not one load, but I do laundry once. And then I go boom, 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 boom.
That would be the worst day of all fucking time, bro.
Well, funny enough, I would just drop it off somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Hey, I'll see you in 10 days.
Yep. I haven't done
exactly.
that That's since fair. College. The whole drop-off, wash and fold scene.
Is,
what a
is
gimmick.
Is Indy the only spot that has, like, the Tide stores?
I've never seen that. I haven't seen it anywhere
else. Anywhere
here.
Else, yeah.
Never
I
seen it.
Always see them, and I'm like, do I?
Is it a laundromat?
Yes. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. I've never
been
inside.
Sick.
I think it is. I did the drop-off clothes once. This was in February after the season, just due to the fact. Thank you, Fox. We saw you in there. Just due to the fact that I didn't feel like doing laundry from December on.
No, I hear you.
And so that's why I'm shooting for 365. We're getting there,
yep.
Slow and steady.
That's awesome.
Obviously, Thanksgiving throws off the whole routine. I usually do my laundry Saturday and Sunday and just let it pile up all week. So now I got a monster pile brewing because I didn't do it when I went home.
Call me crazy. Okay. And this may just come with age. Start doing that laundry on Wednesday.
Oh, fuck.
No.
And I'll tell you what. You don't have to worry about fucking doing it on your weekend.
I'm a big weekend guy.
I have started doing it Thursday, starting before Thursday Night Football.
It's also dinner.
That's
why.
Smart.
But you have units in your apartment.
Yeah,
though,
but
don't
it,
you?
It, so if I start at night, it's in my dryer, and then it does one dry cycle, and then I touch it, and my hoodies are wet, and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to run it fucking again, and then I fucking go to bed.
Yeah, but that's fine, because you wake up, and it's dry.
What do you mean?
Yeah, but then it gets all wrinkly crinkly.
I will tell you, my dryer has a setting. If it's still damp, it'll keep going.
Yep,
me too.
Yep,
it's awesome.
Wrinkle cycle thing.
Yeah.
Yep. I've been also just throwing it on fucking heavy duty, and that
you
tends to get
You can't throw it on
done.
Heavy duty, dude. It trashes your clothes.
Yes. That's why they're all wrinkly and shitty, probably.
Jesus. Oh. Heavy duties for, like, towels.
Yeah, yeah. When you do your towels and sheets.
Oh, really?
Especially in the dryer.
So that's what's fucking with my shit.
Yeah, don't ever wash your, don't ever dry your clothes on heavy duty.
Gotcha. Never. Boys, I think we should address something pretty major.
Yeah.
What do we have here?
I mean, earth-shattering, really.
Truly, can you just shut the fuck up until... truly earth-shattering. Never has happened before.
Uh-uh.
Now, not one time since we've been in the dome have we been graced.
One time.
With the presence of Evan Foxy, baby. How about it, folks?
Here we go, boys. Here we go.
Welcome to the jungle.
Yeah, this is like the 10th guy on the bench, all right? You guys are a little shorthanded today, and Scow. I said I will come in here for a little bit and say what's up to the pod, boys, because as everyone knows... We are the biggest Pontiacs on earth here, so I had to come in and say what's up.
You are. Thank you, Foxy. We are shorthanded today. No Nick, no Tone.
Yeah, Tone Diaz is back at the ranch. Mm-hmm. Nick is closing on a new home today.
Yeah, big day. Wow. Big day for Lord Skates. Big day for everybody, man. How's everybody's weekend, huh?
It was pretty good. Before we get into that, should we continue picking bones? I mean, Foxy, do you have any bones you would like to pick?
Yeah, pick a bone.
Foxy's
got a bone.
Give me like 30 seconds to think of something to pick.
Can I bring up, I've only bought 3 pairs of sunglasses my whole life, and one of them, they're all Ray-Bans.
Wow.
Same pair.
Yep.
Donnie Iris stole my first pair ever.
Son of a bitch, how?
That's a bone.
I left him at the Pittsburgh show, and he was the next day when we were doing live shows, and he stole it.
Makes sense. He's got glaucoma, so he needs, you know,
sounds
sunglasses.
Like Donnie's kind of a prick, but I'm sure he's a good guy. I never met him. Probably will never meet him. I have an update on a bone.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Chapstick.
That's right.
Yeah, the chapstick, the rogue chapstick.
Oh, yeah, what happened here?
Okay, so I actually... Funny enough, last week after we recorded the pod, I let everyone know there's this fucking chapstick in my apartment hallway. It's been there for 3 days, from a Sunday till a Tuesday. So after I said this and the chapstick was gone, reappeared, I sent a photo to the group like, hey, look at this. The shit's still here. And then yesterday, I'm going to my apartment, get off the elevator. You know, chapstick hasn't been there in a while.
Sure.
Walking to my apartment, right as I'm about to like... clear the elevator portion of the hallway. I just take a quick glance to my right. Chapstick's in the fucking corner now.
What the fuck?
Somebody moved it?
No, someone moved. Way. Someone kicked it into a corner.
Yeah, for sure.
So everyone's doing what you're doing. They're all like, I'm not picking up the chapstick, but I'm going to look at the chapstick every single day until someone does.
So this is the updated photo.
Oh, this is the photo.
This is the updated one after I saw it again. And my whole thinking, seeing it Sunday morning, was, okay, someone just forgot that they dropped their chapstick.
This is where it was sitting for a week?
Yes.
Right in the middle?
Right in the middle.
That's I didn't know it was right in the fucking
middle. Right in the middle, right by the elevators. So on Sunday morning, Foxy, I'm just thinking someone just dropped this.
Sure.
And I'm a Mango Burt's Bees guy, so obviously
this isn't mine.
Yeah, Mango's the best. Yeah, turns out, you can kind of see it in the photo, actually. Top left corner.
Yep.
There's another one of those corners just from where I am taking this shot right here, and it is now tucked away in that corner.
Wow.
I might pick it up.
Somebody kicked it out of the or way. Is it a pod? Yeah,
I think someone kicked it.
At this point, you got to let it sit. You got to see how long it sits for.
I know. Well, it's already been a week.
Yep. I know. That's awesome.
Or you pick it up. You go out on your balcony and you turn towards that BP gas station and you see just how far you can throw it.
Just huck it.
That's not a bad idea either. Or you go down to the front desk.
Yeah.
And you
take
rip
it down
in
there.
Whoever is
with you. Take it down there like it's a lost.
What the fuck am I paying for?
Who left this here? Operation Chapstick. Just keep dropping one every day.
Just till there's like 50 of them in the
and
hallway.
Be like, oh, this
who's
is
doing this?
Or you know what you could do if you really want to get rid of it? Take a dump right next to it.
Yeah.
Okay. And then it'll be forced.
Let's see. Someone pick this up.
Exactly.
What I should do is just set up a chair in front of the buttons for the elevator with the chapstick. Sit down. Say, no one can use this elevator until we figure out whose fucking chapstick this is on this floor.
That's also good.
14 people waiting to get the
that elevator.
Dude, and Ty's idea with the concierge, it's the same guy every night.
So he knows something.
So at this point, like, we have the two-minute conversation, you guys know it. You
have a good bullshit.
Yeah, just like it's not good. It's never good.
Okay.
It's never good. Usually,
kind of just like a head nod and then like a
no. Like, all
does
day,
he,
long
is,
day.
He, is he chasing a conversation?
At this point, I am. I'm the one chasing. I'm like, hey, like, how are we doing today? Good. Anything crazy today or good? Like everything good? Same.
Same as yesterday, motherfucker.
I don't know if he's watching something or if he doesn't want to talk to me, but he doesn't give me shit.
Does he talk to other people in the building? Have you seen him have conversations with other people?
Yeah.
Oh, so he's fucking you over.
I think so.
Oh, no.
I have something for you. I think it'll work.
Okay.
I have a couple Simply Safe cameras that you could just put it outside.
Yep. In the corner.
And it's battery operated, so we could just put it on your Wi-Fi and put it on the top of your door facing the chapstick.
That might be against some building codes.
Give me two.
Two hours.
Yep. 2 hours.
Pontiacs are going to be pumped.
Yep.
You know what else you could do?
There's only recording capacity for 45 minutes.
Yeah, you're right. You could also just, and this guy will never see that.
Forgot about that.
Say, hey, how you doing? He says that, and you just be like, why are you so fucking rude? And just see what he will not be expecting that at all.
Or closer to Christmas, you get a nice big wad of cash, and you peel off, like I'm talking about, like
peel off a dollar bill.
Like $1,500, and you peel off 200 and say, hey, maybe a little nicer. You won't get any coal in your stocking.
Oh, that'd be good.
Yep. There you go.
That'd be good.
That's not a bad idea.
Hey, holiday season, I got something for you. Go into your pocket and pull out the
boom!
yeah, that'd be awesome.
I should think about doing that.
That's what I'm talking
now
about.
Now that we're talking about this, because not being chatty, when I first moved into this building, there was a man, I believe his name was, I want to say Wes or Les, and he, freshest motherfucker I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. Different suit every day. Great shoes.
Suit.
Different suit every day. Sometimes three-piece suit. Vibrant colors. Everything. Never
thought
seen
he's
him
in New York.
Yeah. Never
Plaza
seen
a hotel.
Yeah, well, so I've never seen him in the same suit. I couldn't get this guy to shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Master of his trade.
He probably has a
concierge background.
Yeah. He's a vet. Bruce, I know where you're going. You might be right, but
crazy person.
He's a vet. funny enough, I believe he talked too much, got fired.
Really?
Haven't seen Wes in, I don't know, 2 years. I'm walking downtown the other night. I think it was to the Adam Sandler comedy show. I see fucking Wex, whatever the fuck this guy's name
Wex.
Is. I see him. Yeah, sorry. Got stuff on the brain. I see him standing in front of a hotel. He's a doorman at the hotel across from the...
Wow. He got flexed.
Yeah, maybe he got flexed up. I don't know if that's a flex up.
Really? It's got to be.
It hotel is tips. Definitely a flex up. Tips. You get...
Okay. Okay, so hotel. He took a step up. But yeah, I wasn't sure if maybe that's why, because my man was such a chatterbox. Couldn't shut up enough. That maybe they got the memo, like, hey, you got to shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
But then there was a different lady who got fired because she wouldn't talk enough.
Really?
Or he got canned because he took a vacant.
No, that's
he took a vacant one bedroom.
That's a milk the clock. Let's make this thing long.
We'll wrap it.
Pontiacs deserve 2 hours at least.
I think give us the milk symbol.
Tony was sending in his hour.
Okay, good. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
Tony
will
send in his solo hour.
Yeah,
good idea.
Like stand-up, I think
let's go from there.
I got the sweet new hoodie.
That's a good
awesome.
Sweet new hoodie.
Hank, are they using that for their alternates?
I have no idea. It's Indiana Nights. These are Indiana Days.
Yeah.
Hang time.
Hang time's a good spot. Oh, yeah.
Speaking of hang time, I would like to hang with the pod for at least 2 hours.
Yes. Okay, let's go.
You got it.
You guys are a day late.
Take a seat.
No. In my ear.
Oh, okay.
Away from AFS. Okay.
In my ears.
Okay.
Not
away from stage. Yeah.
So let's make sure, because you guys were a day late.
Sure.
Two guys short.
Yep.
Right.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Let's make sure we're giving the Pontiacs, who me and Foxy congratulate. Holy shit.
This
what
is
a dream.
Big day. I mean, this is a big
what
moment.
A dream.
We've been talking about this for months, years at least, and now we're sitting here. And the Pontiacs should be pretty happy
You're
about
representing
this,
all of us.
I know.
You got a fan on the set.
It's been bad so far.
We can ask him every question we have for the Pontiac.
They already asked me. One of their favorite segments. You got a bone to pick with someone, and I said I got to think about this one. That's a bad start.
There's so many segments.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
it's a terrible start for me.
So many.
So Pontiacs are pissed.
Most people who have bones, they they've tweeted them at us and stuff. Haven't heard much from YouTube, but
we don't have any bones.
Really?
We don't have any.
Okay.
We're always so happy
with anything.
Okay.
Yes,
you guys got no.
We're listening.
Bones.
And we're so happy.
No
we
bones.
Forget about
there's
all
the
bones.
There's not one thing that you can think of. Not one thing that you can think
there's
of.
There's a couple things you guys may have said a couple times. We've talked about a few times.
Right.
Where
exactly.
We said, "Hey, I wish the boys wouldn't say, but this is your art."
Yeah.
Well, this
and also,
is your art, Basil.
You guys aren't in the subreddit. We're in the subreddit. That's how diehard we are. We're in the Reddit, and you guys are on the Twitter. So, like,
Foxy's in the subreddit.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
May want to back out. Stay out of that. I'll say a lot of mean stuff in there.
I'm in the dark web.
Okay,
okay.
Get out.
Sure.
And I'm letting them know. hey, the pod's the real deal.
Yeah.
They go, they say, Pontiac Pat, you're back. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yeah, I am. Mm-hmm. They continue to spread the message that since the boys were delayed
yep.
in putting out an episode here after Thanksgiving,
right. mm-hmm.
because they are so grateful
yep.
to all the Pontiacs, like myself.
Yeah, and myself.
There Maybe was one person that was pushing to delay yesterday who's actually not here, which is kind of weird.
It's crazy. He got a house, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's that all about?
I had that on I the counter.
Was it his idea? I don't know what
that
happened.
That was a good move.
Yeah. That's weird. Ruined my Tuesday night.
Oh.
Me, too.
Well, guess what? This is ruining my Wednesday night. So
come on.
We're about to get into any of this.
We're here for the P.O.D.
Oi! 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 P.O.D. Oi! Oi! Oi!
Why don't you boys dive in, you know, and we get 2-3 hours for the Pontiacs.
We will.
So real quick. We have actually put together kind of like a Pontiac trivia. We won't ask. We won't get into everything. What does FOD stand for?
Folder of Doom.
Oh, thank you. So close.
Hey. So
folder of it. Destruction.
Well, no, close. We'll take You're Doom.
Folder of Devastation.
You're getting warmer.
They all play.
Folder of Drama.
That was close. Oh, right.
You're further away with drama. Closer with
Folder of Death. Doom and Death.
There
Same
you
word.
Go.
Doom
there
and Death.
Doom and Death.
Folder of Death.
Yeah. Boom.
Bingo.
It was never the Folder of Doom?
No.
But honestly.
Pretty good name.
Yeah,
though.
That one might have legs. We might
have to go bang it.
Pretty sure I thought that's what the name's been this whole time.
Well, it's Doom for you because whenever we're done with it, the episode's over.
Yeah. Doom and Gloom's when the FOD's done.
Exactly. Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
There'll never be death of the FOD.
No, never.
Especially not if we have anything.
No.
Wait till you see the FOD today, just jam-packed with.
I heard that's not the case.
A lot of goodies in there.
You heard wrong, then, because it is.
I heard it's a light box today.
Come on.
I fear that the pod's demise will be, you know, one of those episodes early on that maybe shouldn't be out there anymore.
No, I don't think. Believe me. The pod and the FOD is something that the Pontiacs we'll listen to forever.
Forever. No matter what.
Yeah, we've heard about that.
Now, we did get sued because of some of the shit that's been on the pod.
That's right.
You know, we had to do some stuff.
That's right.
We
thought it was for that, too.
That was certainly something. Music and okay. other rights.
Everybody get up.
I'll say it too good.
Yeah, no.
That was spot
on. They were trying to get like 25, 30 grand out of us. That was a funny. That was after the Brett Favre lawsuit, too.
Yeah.
MJ needs it.
There was two lawsuits coming at the same time.
And I believe that show was from, like, 2019. They came knocking 4 years later.
They've been waiting.
They were just laying in wait.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Just like me for the next pod episode.
Yep.
So let's make sure we get this one done and make it.
Absolutely.
We will.
That folder of destruction.
Yeah. Can't wait. You're about to destroy this pod fod.
I do have a bone to pick.
Okay. I got a bone after you.
Okay, sounds good.
I thought of one.
So I ordered DoorDash last night, as I sometimes do when I get home a little later.
Sure.
You know? Actually, I shouldn't say that. I didn't order DoorDash. I ordered Pizza Hut.
Oh.
And then I get the notification immediately. Okay, hey, we don't have enough fucking delivery drivers, so DoorDash is going to have to come pick up your order. Which is fine.
No Whatever.
Matter. You went and picked it up?
No. I ordered through the app for delivery, and then, like, you get a notification, like, probably 10 minutes after that. It says, like, hey, DoorDash is going to handle your delivery. Like, we don't have, you know.
You don't got to pay for the fees?
No.
What a gimmick.
Well, it's weird because you still, like, I still would have tipped the delivery driver, so I don't know if he gets that or if he kind of gets screwed over in that. I don't know exactly know how it works. You'd have to take that up with Pizza Hut.
I will.
But I always put on their contactless delivery. You know, drop it off, set it down, get the fuck out of there. I don't want to talk with anybody. I don't want to, you know, receive it. So this son of a bitch comes up, and it's I get it at probably like 9:15. And I'm not kidding. He rang my doorbell about 10 times.
Oh,
called me.
That's a bone. Now that's a bone.
And so after I didn't answer the doorbell, he called me. And granted, his English wasn't great, which is, you know, no big deal.
Right.
But I answered, and I was like, yeah, just fucking drop it. Like, set it down. I'm not coming up. He's like, he didn't understand what I was talking about. So ultimately, I had to go up And boy, was I, oh man.
Fuming.
I fucking ripped that pizza box out of his hand.
Oh, yeah.
And basically slammed the door in his face.
He felt no. that. He felt it.
He should have.
Oh,
he should've.
Shit. That's good.
But I just, oh man.
Yeah, that would drive me insane. Multiple doorbell rings is
well,
definitely.
Especially if you have a dog. Like, my dog's pretty well behaved, but it doesn't matter. That thing's getting rung 10 times. She's going absolutely bonkers.
And that's why we actually had to cancel the pod yesterday, is because my dog was. He was puking a bunch and stuff like that. So he had a bunch of fucking drugs and medicine in him. So I didn't have to worry about that. But my daughter's room is right above. I was like, if my daughter wakes up because this bitch rings the doorbell 10 times and can't.
So playing Bones advocate here, was he just worried you wanted to just you have a fresh pie? It wasn't going to get cold out there?
No, because it tells you when it's been delivered.
Okay.
Right. You know, like, because he's still a DoorDash driver, so he still has to, like, take the picture, and you still get, like, the automated text message that says, like, hey, your order's been dropped off. But, it's like, what are we doing here, pal? Get the hell out of here.
Yeah, leave. Please.
My last house, my doorbell didn't work, and I just never fixed it, because I was like, this is actually kind of nice.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Nice.
Yeah, you know? Perfect.
But my new house, boy, that doorbell's fucking loud.
It works.
Hey, if you want me, I could go over there and unplug that for you.
No, it's nice. You know, you should have a working doorbell. But, I mean, I'll tell you what. If that ever happens again.
No thanks.
There's going to be hell to pay.
Yeah, I'm done with doorbells.
How about a doorbell limit? How about if you, as many times you hit it, just once?
Yeah. So, how do you customize it? Because I would like it to be rung once and then for, like, there to be, like, a 20-second cool song.
I believe it's just, like, the thing on top. You gotta fuck with.
You, right. You just gotta fix it.
Yeah.
The actual wiring?
No, the wiring just goes to that little box.
Top. You're talking about like the actual like receiver inside. Yeah. I have no idea where mine's at. None.
Son of a bitch.
That's my bone.
I got a bone to pick real quick, Foxy. Sorry.
No.
We gotta kick Jake Herbstreit out of this show group.
Yeah, that's a good bone.
I'm done with Street Talk. I'm done. I want to see Street Talk on my TV with his brother. Talking about something. I want to see him.
Yep. It seems like Jake meant to text the Street Talk group chat and accidentally sent it to
either that,
every employee.
Either that or that's what he's trying to act like, but really he's just trying to send that in and be like, hey, guys, new Street Talk episode. Would love
you guys forget about Street Talk?
I respect that, actually. I hope that's what's going on here.
That is what's going on.
Not English. Need to mention Squid Games.
Yeah, it's I'm sick of it. It's time to get that fucker out. And I love Jake like a brother, but boy, oh boy, I'm done with it.
What are we talking about? We're talking about his text.
My brand new bone pick is Herbie's got to go out of that group chat.
Yeah, why is he in there?
Yeah, you know what? Don't worry. I'll take care of him.
He's in like a lot of our group chats for the show and stuff, I noticed.
Yeah, we got to. Hey, you're a good kid, but also.
Good riddance.
Herbie.
Good run, Herbie.
Don't worry. I just asked him what the shape of Italy is. A boot. See you later.
Are you going to wait for him to respond? A boot?
No, I think he knows what's happening. How do you do this? Fox, you go. Why don't you hit us with your.
Okay. I was thinking, I hate how technology has gotten smarter, but it's also gotten much slower.
Ooh.
Example, my TVs, my smart TVs. All I need to do is select apps, and it's on two separate ones, so don't say I got a shitty TV, because one of them is very nice, and one of them maybe not so nice, and they both do it. I believe one of them is a Samsung.
Okay. Ooh.
The other one,
TCL?
I forget what the other one is. But anyway, example, you're just trying to go scroll apps. All you're trying to do is go, I don't want YouTube TV, I want Netflix, or I want one six rows down. You click it. It takes a half second, 1 second, 2 seconds, finally moves. And then you do it again, and it takes forever, and it moves. It's not instantaneous, and it drives me fucking crazy. And you know what else does that? It's game consoles do that. Now, I don't even play video games anymore, because to play one game of 2K, to play one game of Chell, to play one game of anything, Call of Duty, you name it, it takes 45 minutes from startup to getting into the game, it takes 45 minutes to get into there, and it drives me fucking crazy. I haven't done it in a while on the game consoles, so correct me if I'm wrong.
That's how I know you don't have a PlayStation 5.
Oh,
ooh. Swing. I've never been a PlayStation guy.
So all the new...
Because when you had a GameCube back in the day, all you had to do is click power, quick game, you pick your teams, and you're in. And
I thought you were about to say you're streaming on a GameCube. I was like, that's a problem.
Thing, too. Don't forget about that.
Oh, yeah, it's awesome. What I mean, that shit drives me nuts. Smart TV can't have it. I want to spike my remote every time.
The smart TV thing is very real. Or you hit down like three times, and it goes like 800 things past what you're trying to do.
Dude, it's like that to get to the football game on Amazon.
Really?
Yeah. On my smart TV, it's fucking slow as shit, dude.
Yeah, that's a nightmare.
I will vouch for Foxy here on the 2K and Madden. I would assume NHL is the exact same because they're made by fucking 2K, or they're made by EA, which makes Madden. You have to go into the game to use the loading screen. You have to go into whatever game mode you're going to play. Even if you want to just go to fucking, like, there's not a quick play anymore.
No.
Something else, and then you go in.
Mitt, what the fuck was that? Don't you have one of the new consoles?
I have a new Xbox, and I'm telling you, the games take fucking forever just to get into.
You have an inferior system.
I was just
going to
say. Playing 2K on PlayStation.
Yeah, boom, amongst the game community, PS5. PlayStation for sure now is better. Yeah. I haven't played in forever.
By far. Xbox, I own both of them. It has so much dust on them. On my Xbox, my PlayStation, I've been using nonstop.
Yeah, I'm an Xbox guy. Have switched to PlayStation. Yeah. PlayStation is better.
They blew Xbox out of the water.
It is a completely changed game. For instance, when I get home, I'll turn my PlayStation on, and it'll be in the 2K game that I was playing last night that I paused mid-game.
That's great.
Turn it on?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What happened to Xbox? What are we doing, man?
That's fucking horseshit, actually. Like, Nick it takes it. Me. Xbox. I have to go out of
feels
the game.
Feels like Mitt has a bone to pick.
Yeah, right? He has Xbox. I tried to tell you, Mitt. I tried to. I said, hey, listen, get a PS5.
Xbox just
better.
Stinks?
I guess. It's so bad. I just left Xbox just because there were no, like, games that were exclusive on Xbox that I had, like, hadn't played or new ones coming out. I'll get the new Xbox when, you know, the next Halo or the next Gears of War. When that comes out, I'll get it. But for now, there's no reason not to play PlayStation.
Yeah, and I'm here for the razzle-dazzle, the nice quality of my TV, all the options I can have. But let's not forget the basics. Let's not forget the small things, the quickness. Because Ty even saying that his is slow, I know Ty has a really nice TV.
On my very, very nice TV, it's not slow. But like on the other one, which is still, you know, it's like not a piece of shit.
Yes.
Samsung,
Ty
way too slow.
Also, Mike gave away the best TV of all time.
That's right. I tried to give it
to you. What happened?
It was actually the first TV to ever be wall-mounted.
Yep.
Really?
Yeah, it was Panasonic. I think it was about 250 pounds.
It did. When I moved in, this thing, it did. Yeah, 250 pounds at least. And I was just going to fucking spike this thing into the dumpster that I got. The moving guy was like, you throwing that away? I was like, yeah. He was like, can I have it? Like, yeah, get the fuck out of here. I was like, it doesn't have a remote. I was like, I can almost guarantee that thing doesn't work. He's like, I'll figure it out.
All right, the dude. Fucking MacGyver.
Yeah, pretty much.
Clearing out your house.
Yeah, I guarantee that thing does not work. And it might have like ripped like a good chunk of drywall down off his house.
No way.
Trying to put it up.
Might have fell on him.
Yeah, could have. But I appreciate that guy. Thanks for getting rid of that for me.
Yeah, good guy. Any more bones?
Any bones in the back?
How's everyone's weekend?
It was good. Yeah. I'm a 10-year reunion. A lot of awkward small talk.
Did you really?
Oh, went? You went,
Bruce?
Oh, yeah. I went to that.
Did you go early or you went
yeah,
late?
Yeah, lay out awesome. The entire night.
Here we go.
You wore those jeans?
Tell anybody you fucking went, dude.
I barely made my flight. That's a bone right there. The friggin' TSA lines
at Indy
the night before Thanksgiving. Yeah, that was brutal. I had to be the guy that said, hey, I'm so sorry to do this. But can I please cut you in this TSA line? And I had to say that about 40 times.
I did the same thing.
Yeah, no choice. But I
did have a choice, actually. I got there and they hadn't even boarded yet. I was like, I just cut all those people. Let me on this fucking plane now, quick.
my boarding started and I was still balls deep in the TSA line. I was like, I got to make a fucking power play here.
You guys have pre-check?
No.
But
also the...
That almost doesn't matter at Indy's airport.
TSA pre-check when I got there, Z, same exact line.
Yeah.
If not like one or two longer than
I will tell
line.
You, it does like move fast.
Oh, yeah, because you don't have to take off your shoes and all that bullshit.
Well, also, we don't have clear. Like, clear isn't in Indiana.
Yeah. No.
No.
Nor
that's crazy.
Nor is like Sky Priority because it's not like a Delta terminal or anything like
airport's
that.
Airport's just not big enough.
Right. Yeah. And every other day of the year, except for, you know, Thanksgiving and Christmas, this basically doesn't matter. Maybe you get a little headwind on, like, July 3rd or whatever, but but nothing like it is the night before Thanksgiving. So anyway, barely make the flight. My boy, I got a driver.
Ooh, so, nice.
A guy.
One does geez. Well.
Jeez.
So
Wait, sorry. Was your reunion the same day as the flight?
Yeah, it was Wednesday.
Okay.
It was Wednesday night before Thanksgiving.
Okay.
It's
a weird reunion.
I gotta show some love to Muhammad.
So 10-year reunion.
This guy drove me from LaGuardia to Newark after a flight cancellation.
Jesus Christ!
That guy's a hero.
He drove me there so fucking fast, rolling on the shoulder, doing cut through moves that I didn't even know existed on the way to the Newark airport. And I said, you know what? What's your name, sir? Muhammad. Take my phone number and I'm gonna call you on the side if that's okay. Now we have a budding relationship. He drove me to Connecticut. He drove to Connecticut. Drove me back to LaGuardia. He's one of my best friends.
Are you sending him memes yet?
No. Just this. He just thanked
photos?
Me.
Photos.
Thanked me.
Send
so
him
much.
Like a you on the way to the airport, and then just send him a picture of like Vin Diesel. Or something. Yeah. See if he gets that, a
yeah. Be like
it.
You right now, and that then just is, send Baby Driver.
We just talk about. We've every single time we've talked about the Grand Wagoneer for a solid 5 minutes. How it's nice over how
the Grand Wagoneer is phenomenal,
overpriced, yeah. and you know, not worth it. He's big. Whoa. He's big on like the Volvo VI35.
Okay,
nice. You gonna get him one?
No,
you should. Yeah. If he's a driver,
certainly not.
Why not, prick?
He's always got a story about how his car's in the shop or something.
Love that.
Mitt would get along.
Yeah.
True.
All right, so
do we have an update on
this? Yeah, I kind of lost the plot here.
So back to the reunion itself.
Yep.
There's too much where you see a kid and, you know, you're like, oh, my God,
how
Brad.
Big is your high school? Like, how many kids are we talking here?
Graduating class.
At the reunion packed bar in the graduating class, like 550.
And this is your high school?
No.
That's a big
that
high
bullshit?
School.
Yeah,
this is your high school in Connecticut, school. Right?
Yes, that might be bullshit. I might misremember how many people are in my graduating class.
Well, you got to account for, I mean, wait, no. How big is your town?
It's 2,000 people? That's not that much. 500 people?
No, it's not that crazy.
It's either 150 or 550.
That's a big difference.
Yeah, I don't remember which one it is.
Cause
what class were you guys in, like, for sports?
That's
Bruce, were you a big school or a small school?
Fairly big.
How many kids were in every
1,500 total kids in this in the school.
Go.
So not 500 in our grade.
Yeah, there you go.
Did anyone call you Bruce when you were there?
One guy actually watched the program.
What did he say? Like, holy fuck, Bruce?
He's like, dude, I started watching when it came on ESPN, and I saw you one day. I was like, holy fuck, dude. And I was like, oh, thanks, man.
Exactly.
That's literally what happened.
Best impersonation
like
I've ever heard.
Yeah, hockey dude.
Okay, so who got hammered and embarrassed themselves? Was it you?
Yeah.
I'm Bruce.
I'm fucking Bruce Brown.
Yeah,
now.
Look at my jeez.
It was my buddy Jizz for sure. He
oh
was
nice. Wow.
How do you get his name?
His last name. It's like a play on his name.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure if he was.
Jimmy Jizzball.
Yeah. I think that is it, right?
Yeah, Jizz was being the primary menace. I was a menace on Thanksgiving itself.
Oh god.
Yeah, you
did
were.
You,
yeah.
Did you go solo to the reunion?
Danger? With our Croatian queen, but yeah.
Okay. So that was my question.
You didn't bring Muhammad?
I did not.
Yeah, what the fuck is that about?
Yeah, it's Muhammad. He's my guy.
Yeah. Don't look him in the eye. Don't even look at him. Freak the fuck out. You guys got a fucking drive to survive here somewhere?
Yep.
Oh.
You guys got Cruising World in here?
That's what I was looking for. That's what I was looking for in Drive to Survive's the F1 show. Yep. Fuck! Yeah. How was Thanksgiving? What'd you do? Why were you a menace on Thanksgiving?
So we started off early with some champagne flutes.
Classic.
What time?
Nice.
Ted.
No, probably like 1:30, 1:32. Okay. Not so not that early.
No, not that
1,
early.
1 p.m.
And so this is pre-meal.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, well before.
I eat early.
And I was just slugging champagne. I probably drank like, you know, a half a bottle maybe.
Very easy to do in those
half
clothes.
A bottle.
Oh yeah.
Maybe 3/4 of a bottle.
High school.
I just went straight to the Woodford and Diet.
Yep.
And I polished off about, you know, seven.
What time did
so.
You turn to Woodford and Diet?
Right around probably 5 o'clock.
Okay.
Okay.
That's a long time to get. Yeah.
I'm telling you, I drank, I don't know how much champagne I probably had like five flutes of the champagne.
Okay. So yeah, you had a bottle of champagne.
Yeah. I drank probably a bottle of champagne.
Yeah. Did you have an empty belly at that point, or were you snacking on?
No, of course, saving ourselves. Well, we had some hors d'oeuvres.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Sure.
Pigs in a blanket.
Ooh.
Classic.
We do a little crab meat with wasabi on a cracker. Highly recommend.
Were you
it.
Eating the Ritz? Jesus Christ.
Some brie covered in cranberry sauce.
Okay.
Cranberry sauce kind of ruined it.
Quick question. This is going back, but 10-year anniversary, or the 10-year reunion thing. Mm-hmm. Did you see any high school flings or anything?
Yeah.
Did you tell?
Danger, stay away. Yeah. That really hot girl. She's be my ex.
No. You just gotta be cool, calm, collected. Just act like a normal fucking human being, and you should be okay.
What was the fit, Bruce? Were you dressed up?
No, I was actually wearing this exact hoodie.
Tiny logo hat guy? Yeah.
No, Michigan Wolverine hat guy, because I had to pack it for the game.
Michigan sure. Man.
Which game?
The...
okay.
Yeah.
Did you tell everyone that if Coach would have put you in the fourth quarter, you guys would have won state like you tell us all the time?
Yep.
No, I've never said that.
Well,
wow.
I was in. I was the reason we didn't win state.
Attaboy. Well, funny enough, this year, Bruce went to the state championship and used SeatGeek to get his tickets.
Hell yeah, brother.
Just kidding. Most public school leagues are free to go to. But if they weren't, the tickets would be available on SeatGeek.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thank you to today's sponsor, SeatGeek, the best ticket app on planet Earth. And
the moon.
Plus, they have that beautiful ticker that isn't up there right now, but it is from around 12 to 4 on the Pat McAfee Show, and it is a beautiful ticker. They have over 28 million downloads. SeatGeek is the number one rated ticketing app. They rank the seats.
If you will, yeah.
1 to 10. 10 being the best, 1 being the worst, 1 being red, 10 being green, the middle being yellow. Kind of like a stoplight.
Oh, okay.
Green, stop if you see red. Good. Yellow, maybe think about going. I always do.
Yep.
Green, get it. Go.
Okay.
Get it and go.
Yep.
More than 70,000 events every single day on SeatGeek, including concerts, sports, festivals, and more. Maybe one day, top-tier Connecticut high school football. Each ticket is on their scale. You can use the code PAT30 to get $30 off football tickets. That's any NFL or college football purchase. Don't matter if you're a new or repeat purchaser. $30 off with code PAT30. Restrictions apply.
Well said.
Very nice.
I think we can get into the pod now.
Yeah, I think we can. Any more bones back there? I don't think so. I think we kind of...
Any Thanksgiving stories?
Yeah, some good bones here.
Guy coughing on the airplane. I was like, what the hell is this guy coughing every 5 seconds?
That stinks. That stinks. Nate Bargatze's got a great little stand-up bit about that.
I think if that ever happens again, you just turn your butt
face. No, I did pull
and
that
you
move.
You just fart.
No, I was just facing the aisle. I was like aggressively turned, facing the aisle, just hammering Retro Bowl. My quarterback actually got injured, so that was a bone to pick as well.
Tommy Sue has been spinning it lately.
Nice.
For the Patriots, yeah. We're about to win our 10th straight Retro Bowl. We'll get into that later. Wow. Let's see what we got, okay? Obviously, from what you can tell, this is the longest that we have gone without going into the FOD. Just gonna be straight up with you guys. It's not as heavy as it normally is. Tony and Nick are our FOD savants, if you will.
Yeah, they are
the FOD.
There it is, anchors. I didn't want to use anything negative like something that holds you down, but yes, anchors. Of this FOD. It really show, you know? It doesn't feel right. Should we end the show because they're not here?
Yeah, yes.
Good idea.
I'm just joking around. Let's get into it.
And time. All right, we're done.
Taco Bell sued over party that allegedly included, quote, open sex. Former Taco Bell employee Alana Bechiom has filed a lawsuit against the company over an alleged party that descended into drunken chaos, including open sex. As reported by KTLA, Bechiom... lawsuit claims that her supervisor invited her to a Christmas party at the San Pedro Taco Bell in December 22 when she arrived at the restaurant where she also worked. She brought a bowl of guacamole in, quote, discovered that her supervisor covered the windows of the restaurant with wrapping paper. She noted that the cameras in the lobby of the restaurant were also covered.
Usually a good indication.
Yeah. Her coworkers were provided alcohol by their supervisor, the gentleman named earlier. not named. It was in San Pedro. His name is not Pedro.
Yep.
Her coworkers were provided alcohol by their supervisor, even though several staff members were evidently, quote, overserved. When she left the restaurant briefly around midnight, she came back in at 8 a.m. to allegedly see one of her coworkers, quote, having sex with his wife in front of everyone at the party.
Ooh.
The wife of the coworker was also kissing the woman who served as the restaurant's manager and another female coworker. Holy shit.
Case dismissed.
Absolute
case dismissed.
Case dismissed. Who fucking cares? Right. That's a banger.
That's what? Awesome. So the worst part of this is like, so she leaves,
welcome,
realizing
Bill.
This is happening. Hello, Bill. Hi. And then she's like, fuck, I left my guacamole bowl. Goes back for the guacamole bowl. Everyone that was fucking is now puking, and one person is puking in her guacamole bowl.
No.
So that the lawsuit is about the guacamole bowl. That is the that is the claim that she had.
Were you there, Bill?
No, I read about this.
Oh, okay.
Bill was the one having sex.
Anytime I see Taco Bell sex party, I will click that link as quick.
Yeah, I need to find out more about that.
They're just slamming crunch wraps, and they're like, all right, we got to clear a little space.
See, I thought they were just covering their dongs in the wok or something. That's why she was pissed off.
Yeah, I thought some guy was being funny. Like, I'm going to take off my pants at the Taco Bell party. Guess not.
Not so much.
No, that is interesting.
Can you imagine the fucking jungle juice you can make with Baja Blast?
Oh, dude.
Get fucking turnt.
Imagine the burritos you could fill.
Oh, yeah.
Well, right,
with
guys were
with all that jizz
stuff in their dinghies.
Is Bill still back there?
Yes, sir. I'm here. I'm strapped in.
When she left the restaurant briefly, did they know she was going back?
I don't know.
Finally, she's gone. Let's start fucking.
Yeah. Like, was it like.
Finally.
Yeah, I don't know the reasoning for the first leave.
Probably
come
going
back,
home.
But...
And then she said, oh, I forgot my guacamole bowl.
Yeah.
I will call everybody. That's the next day.
Maybe that was just how
he'll
after hours
back.
Taco Bell worked.
Next month.
Are there cantinas out here?
Oh, yeah.
There's one downtown.
That was pretty chill.
There is?
They're opening one downtown.
Okay. I think that's a false thing.
Because I think
what?
The closest
They kept talking about opening it and opening it.
Yeah.
And they never did it.
They got weird liquor laws out here, right? Kind of.
Yeah. It's like that day bar in Broad Ripple that never opened.
When we flew out of Scottsdale, I think we saw like those Taco Bell, the $10,000 table ones.
Oh, yeah. Those are sick, actually.
They were supposed to be a nightclub that opened in Broad Ripple and never did.
Yeah, that got postponed. It seems like, yeah.
Oh, really?
There was a big order of you couldn't be open past like midnight or 1 in Broad Ripple. But the cantina news, that's fucking crushing.
Trust me.
It would be cool to have a cantina.
I love to booze up.
I think the closest one is the one in Nashville.
That's fucked up, dude. That makes me... Okay, now I need to go to Nashville.
All right, yeah, fuck.
All right, I'll go too. I love that
movie. Is it really that important to like be able to get a beer at Taco Bell that you're going to drive to Nashville to go to a Taco
Bell
cantina?
There's 500 Mexican restaurants around here.
Yeah, Mitt's first play when he gets the toy back.
Yeah.
Do you think...
I will tell you right now, if you're in Nashville, you go to the Cadillac Pussy Club.
You'll have a good time.
But you're telling me that you would rather have a regular margarita than a fucking Baja Blast margarita.
Yes,
sounds
absolutely.
So fucking good. Wow.
I would.
Right. Yeah.
I would for sure.
Regular margs are fire.
I mean,
And they're not using fucking bottom shelf tequila like they probably are in Taco Bell.
No. Taco Bell.
I'm very fond of the Moscow Mule, to be honest.
Love the mules. Live your life, Mitt.
Yeah. Do what you got
to
do, man. Right.
Go to fucking Nashville. Go. Yeah. I'll be with you in spirit.
Yeah, me too. You know what? I'll buy your first Modelo.
Thank you.
I'll take the second one.
Hell yeah!
There you go.
I got your third, buddy.
Fuck yeah!
No, you're not.
No, you're not.
No, you're not.
Titus. Next. Nice.
Yep.
Yeah, that was great.
Yep.
Three quote GTA games are coming to Netflix on December 14th.
Huh? What does that mean?
That's what I'm wondering.
Show?
Interesting.
I'm kind of assuming you might be able to play.
I think you are too, but how?
How?
With what? Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense.
You can, on PlayStation, on Xbox, you can have a Netflix app.
So true. I will tell you, Netflix did originally bring out that Trivia Crack game.
Correct.
On Netflix,
right. Oh, yeah.
And you could only play it on certain things. So I wonder if you'd be able to, like, plug in a control.
Or I wonder if that's the next thing that Netflix is going to start selling, like, a game controller with
that
their
smart
subscription.
That would be so... Then they could have just a catalog.
Because they do have a bunch of games on there, I'm pretty sure. I've seen that.
Yeah, they have the tab.
Yeah.
That would be sick. Could you imagine playing like BioShock on there?
Oh,
are you kidding me?
But that's also the other thing is like, you know, you can just download this shit on your PlayStation.
Yeah.
GTA 3 was New York, right?
Correct.
When Liberty is the new one coming out?
Have not announced yet.
March or April, allegedly. A trailer is supposed to be coming out in December.
Have you heard that like the price of the game is going to be like $400?
$100, I think.
Have you heard of the size of the game?
Oh, insane.
They're talking about like...
Four times the size.
Gigs on gigs on gigs.
Yeah, if you have anything downloaded on your PlayStation, you're going to delete it.
You're going to have to part ways with that.
Which like, I'm fine with.
I'm fine with two because I'll play GTA for a while.
Assassin's Creed Mirage.
Yeah, beat that. Can delete that. Spider-Man can delete that. There's just games I got to check off. Like, I got to get my duty in now.
Yeah, so, exactly.
Just let you know, you could get an external hard drive.
Yes, or do that.
Just plug it to the back of it.
True.
That might be the move just because of how much space this shit is going to take up for the foreseeable future.
Yeah,
just because it's hard to imagine that game being quick. Probably playing that for a long time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's why these exist, because they're small, I assume, right?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
I'm going to say, because I don't have Xbox. It's pretty big.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Is San Andreas the latest? No.
No, GTA 5.
I don't have Xbox or PlayStation, so if I can just get a remote and just be like, oh, I'm on Netflix, boom, let's play. That's kind of awesome.
You still playing any Nintendo Switch?
Yeah, I have Nintendo Switch. I played it over Thanksgiving break with the nephew, Wii Sports, Mario Kart.
Beat the fuck out of him.
Oh, every single time. Good. He gets actually upset about it.
Oh, but good, good. Yeah, make him cry.
It's awesome. I love that thing, though.
Yeah, the new PlayStation 1 that they have looks unbelievable. Like you can play full PlayStation games on it's essentially has like a phone inset in like a split controller. But you can play like the brand new Spider-Man.
That is sick. So there's this thing I just downloaded. It's called like PlayStation Remote. It's an app on your phone. You can play games through the PlayStation app.
Yeah, when like you're taking a shit.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep.
PlayStation is so much fucking better than Xbox.
Yeah, it's it is crazy. Online's also free.
Is online free now?
I'm pretty sure.
No.
It's like it's only like $5-$10 a month though.
Yeah, they got me then. Fuck. Oh yeah, Netflix. Could you imagine if on Netflix they had like NBA Street, NFL Street,
all the classics?
Yes, yeah. All those fucking.
That'd be smart.
Like all. Like
what was,
that
was the NHL one called? NHL Hits.
NHL Hits.
With a
NFL
fucking
Blitz.
Z, yes. Dude. Just
bring back Slugfest.
Bingo. Yeah. Just bring on back all those games. They're so fun. Make it happen, Netflix.
Please.
Next. Who was the best TV neighbor? Now, I'll be honest. I don't know all of these.
Okay.
Really?
Who do you know?
Same.
Who's Winnie?
Oh, Winnie Cooper, dude. Wonder Years.
Who's Sheena?
Shanae?
Oh, sorry. It's blurry. It's blurry. It's blurry.
Who is
Shanae? If I had to guess Martin Lawrence show.
Yeah, I think that's Martin.
Who's Molly?
She is from Full House.
Yeah,
she's Becky's best friend.
Oh, so you have two Full House people on
here? Yeah, that's weird.
You can't have that.
See, I didn't think that, because Kimmy's up there.
Mickey Mouse.
Oh, then Molly might be someone else then.
Yeah, who is Molly?
Oh, there's a Godzilla thing.
That looks like it might be the Roseanne living room.
You might be right,
William.
I'm going Mr. Feeney.
Yeah,
George. Sam.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, between Feeney and Wilson.
She is pot, Corey.
Yeah, Mr. Matthews.
So good.
Suck my dick, Mr. Matthews. Get off my lawn, Mr. Matthews.
It is Roseanne.
I love Feeny. It is Roseanne. Good poll, Bill.
Is Kramer in separate art from artist category yet?
I don't
or?
Think you can.
Yeah, I mean.
We've litigated this already.
We have.
What'd he do?
He's good.
I do believe
TV
Dave
show.
Chappelle forgave him.
I mean, TV show, you would have to say Kramer, I believe.
Yeah,
I'm going Feeny.
I'm with you.
Yeah, Wilson had such good
life.
Yeah,
Wilson's an all-timer. I'll tell you what, I love the Wonder Years.
Yeah?
And I wanted to boink Winnie Cooper for the longest time.
Winnie the Pooh?
Yeah, so.
So you're taking Winnie?
Yeah. No, I'm not. I mean, yeah.
Kimmy was terrible.
I wasn't a fan of Kimmy Gibbler either.
No, me neither.
If I smacked the fuck out of somebody, it'd be Steve.
Steve Urkel.
I didn't hate Steve.
Yeah,
I might go Wilson here, to be honest.
Wilson's good.
Yeah, it's tough for me. It's either Wilson or fucking George Feeney.
Feels like the vibes were always
we lost
high
Wilson
with Wilson.
2003.
Ooh, R.I.P. Wilson.
Love you, Wilson. Mom and son.
Yep.
I'm trying to think of other neighbors from other shows, but I can't think of any.
Yeah, it's hard to...
It's like a lost art. Like, this is like a 90s thing almost.
I mean, Doug, you know, you got Mr. Dink next door.
Mm-hmm.
Douglas!
Hey, Arnold, who was his neighbor?
Well, he lived in like the tenant house, so like he had like Oscar Kokoschka, yeah.
and his grandpa had a dick on his face.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Patrick was kind of a neighbor.
Patrick Starr.
Yeah. Boom. Well, yeah. Squidward technically. Is
yeah,
his neighbor.
Squidward as well. There you go.
He's a terrible neighbor. Plays a clarinet.
Yeah. Who else?
What's wrong with clarinet?
Who else?
I played the clarinet. It sucks.
Me too.
Really?
Sucks.
I did for a month too. Switched to the drums. It did stink.
Nice.
Next. Mitt, I just put this on there strictly so we could talk about the Spotify thing in general, but girls low-key compete in who logged the most T-Swift hours is the best. My sister's in the top 0.5%, so I'm just going to lead with that.
I want to know how many hours she got, because I saw a top 0.5%, and it was like 16,000 plus. It was unreal.
She's over.
16,000?
Yeah, I thought that was the highest.
That's a year?
How many hours are in a fucking year?
Or no, minutes. Sorry, minutes.
Minutes.
Wow. 16,000 hours would be.
People have a problem with you posting this on the IG stories. I don't get that.
Yeah, people have a problem with everything, though. So,
but I feel like this, it's like, why? Like, who gives a fuck?
I know. I think that this is actually usually cool, but this year, especially this year, it literally was every single fucking girl on my Instagram feed just the most T-Swift hours, and then top it, the most T-Swift hours, and then just somebody has to fucking top it.
She logged 21,287
minutes. That's a lot.
How many retweets did this get, Mitt? 1,500?
I think this got like maybe 1,500 like even C's.
21,000 minutes?
Yep.
Today's is 14
days. Decent amount of C's.
That is that's a lot of
straight
C's.
Days.
I think I forget what I clocked.
Connor, I was impressed. I told Connor in the Hawk House this morning. I said I was in the top 4% in the world listening to music, and Connor had me beat.
But here's the thing: I will go sleeper time or Spotify, put it on an hour when I'm going to bed.
Yeah,
so there's like, you got to at least think at least. Half of those I'm sleeping for.
Right.
Yep. Mine got messed up by the narco every day.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was thinking. Like doctor office, dentist, like there's just music playing. That's someone's music. They're gonna have, you know, the most minutes played.
I see a lot of podcasts. Didn't even think.
I'm an Apple music.
Same,
guy,
I'm
so
also.
You got FOMO? You got FOMO right now?
You
want to
look at mine so you can.
Because I'm actually one of those guys, I don't have a problem with it, but I also, I don't give a fuck if you're listening to it.
Absolutely not.
Also, Morgan Wallen was my most listened to artist, and for whatever reason, I'm embarrassed by that.
Classic Connecticut.
You're right.
And I think that's bullshit. I think I listen to Zach Bryan more.
I played 1,968 songs in 2023.
Okay, that's pretty good.
I know. Go ahead. Sorry.
No. You go ahead.
I know I missed Bones. Do you guys ever get irrationally mad whenever you're out somewhere in public and like they don't have ad-free listening? Like they'll be playing a Spotify or something, and you can hear.
I don't think I've ever encountered that. To be honest,
it happens at my gym whenever I'm not working out here. It's unbearable.
Yeah,
dude, it happens in fucking Ubers a lot, which is like, how the fuck, man?
That's where I get so mad about
it. It's fucking $10 a month, dude. Yeah.
Counting the gas.
Fucking Zach Bryan is my top artist.
Yeah, dude.
What the fuck?
You do play like every other song you play.
Yeah, I mean, we could probably.
That is not true.
Yeah, we could probably.
That is egregious to say that every other song I listen to is Zach Bryan in the Hawk House.
That's a Hawk House.
Spotify says different, bro.
Bro, if I walk into the Hawk House with music playing, sure. I have never worked out to Zach Bryan one time.
No, yeah.
That is a fact. You both are fucking idiots.
We
I might be thinking
sing
of
every word to East Side of Sorrow, and you know it.
Right? I might be thinking of whenever we interact in the locker room heading into the
bingo. It's still playing.
Pregame.
You're
it's
driving to Zach
playing.
Every day.
No,
War Pigs, your number one played song.
No, I think my
that
number
is
one.
A lot.
56,901 minutes listened to music.
That's a lot.
That's 39 days nonstop.
Sheesh.
I remember.
My number one song is Daylight because I listened to it a fuck ton after the Cody Rhodes.
No,
different Daylight.
God
after
damn.
The Cody Rhodes Brock Lesnar match.
Yeah.
Listen to that song 10,000 times. You know, it's just fun checking in on Spotify.
Yeah.
Of course.
It's a good and we appreciate everyone who sends us.
Yeah, seriously.
Like,
that shit's really cool to see.
Or, you know, the pod.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Stuff is sweet. Yesterday, November 26, 2023, was the busiest day ever for air travel in the United States. The graphic is just cool to see. You can zoom in on it a little bit.
Yep.
That's a lot of planes.
2.8 million people.
Jeez. That's a lot of motherfucking planes.
Closer to 2.9.
I'm trying to think what day is that.
I sent this in just to be like, I fucking flew.
Sunday?
Yeah, suck look. It. Hey, Bruce, there we are, Bruce. Look.
Yeah, look at us.
Look, Bruce, we're on there.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's cool.
Did you fly that day?
Yeah.
I did.
That's me right there.
Broke a record. I'm a Guinness World Record holder.
Yeah. Send me my plaque.
Surprisingly low amount of people over, like, Montana, whatever that is up
yeah.
there.
There's all the... There's like one.
Not a whole lot of flights going there.
Just sure. those two, yeah. just Helena and whatever the other place there.
That's
is.
Where Spotify told me to move Bozeman, Montana.
Really?
Bozeman yeah.
Mine was Minnesota.
Like mine was Utah.
Wait, wait. It tells you where to move?
Or not it, just
says, like, it says who in the world listens to like the same music you do. Mine was Minnesota.
Where? Yeah. Where's that? I want to see that.
What if yours says move to China?
Chi-com.
Then I'll go back. Real quick, I just want to see. We're gonna cut
while
this
you're
part.
Looking for that, and I don't know if anyone
oh,
else
perfect.
Has just
it's
been.
The third story.
It's the third story. I've been having a little trouble, you know, just with what am I gonna get people this holiday season?
Yeah, me too.
You know,
I fell into this trap as well.
Stuff.
Can you, Bruce? Yes, is that something maybe? Oh,
mine's
just
fucking
know.
Bozeman.
Yeah, buddy, dude. We're gonna be.
I'm out of here.
We're gonna be riding in the saddle side by side.
Well, you know what, Bozeman? There's a lot of wild game out there, yes. and if you don't want to kill any wild game on you guys' own ranch, you know what you can do is you can order some
beef
ooh. From Omaha Steaks.
Omaha.
That's right, baby. Omaha Steaks has the quality. Convenience, and everything you need to deliver an unforgettable holiday gift experience. I mean, everyone knows, you know, hey, do I want to get my dad another tie or another polo that he's not going to wear or just some other bullshit that he's not going to use or he's not going to like? No. Every single year, Omaha Steaks comes in. Please save me, B!
What?
And it always does, okay? Mm-hmm. The holidays are here.
Mm-hmm.
Not exactly, but
they're about to be.
Yeah, they're about to be.
Just around the
river. We're in the midst.
We're in the midst, exactly. I don't know when the 25 Days of Christmas starts on ABC Family, now Freeform. I assume it's December 1st.
It is Friday.
Okay, so there you go. The holidays are here. Let Omaha Steaks take the guesswork out of gifting. Shop carefully curated gift packages that are guaranteed to make spirits bright all
ooh,
winter long.
Hell yeah.
I like that. I like that a lot. Go to omahasteaks.com and save. Get this, okay? And this ain't no fucking joke. 50% off site wide
on the beef
on all the beef.
Whoa,
your heart desire.
They still got the apple tartlets.
You know it.
Yeah.
You mean?
I'm thinking.
Yeah.
That's site wide, folks. Plus, when you use promo code THEPOD at checkout. I don't know. Do you want maybe an additional $30 off your order?
Yeah. So what do I need? A couple pennies?
Pretty much. Yeah, exactly.
Slide them into my computer.
Boom.
Give me the beef.
That's all you got to do. Send me the beef. Send me that tender, juicy, butcher's cut filet mignon beef.
Thank you, beef.
But we also got mouth-watering burgers.
Right.
Gourmet jumbo franks.
What?
Or the pork chops.
Or even just easy to prepare meals that are ready in a flash.
They have veal and sheesh. Lamb on here.
They got easy prepared meals?
They got everything. They do. I've actually had some of their Italian delicacies, lasagna, spaghetti bolognese, whatnot. Very, very good. Very, very good. Very, very easy to make as well. And Omaha Steaks is ready to ship your order right away, so shop early and beat the shipping rush. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code THEPOD at checkout. Listen, everybody knows Omaha Steaks is a gift from the heart, okay?
Always is.
Okay, when you send someone one of these Omaha Steaks gift boxes, they're going to say, this guy cares.
My dad damn near cried.
Exactly. This guy cares about me. He actually cares about me.
He knows I like beef.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I love beef.
Mm-hmm.
It's a gift that will be remembered with every unforgettable bite of juicy, tender, succulent.
Did you do the call to action?
Beef! Pureed?
I don't know, Bruce. Do you want to fucking read it? Because it says the red font is mandatory.
Yeah, it is,
so I'm
brother.
Getting there. So shut your goddamn mouth and let me sell some goddamn beef!
Why do you do this?
Visit omahasteaks.com and take advantage of 50% off site-wide. Plus, use promo code THEPOD at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
Of course. That would make sense. You can't order something that's $30.
Exactly.
You have to pay nothing.
Exactly.
Also, breaking news from the pod We will no longer be doing ad reads. Just Bruce will.
Oh, okay. Perfect. Okay.
Perfect.
Yep.
Perfect.
Bingo. Because you know better than we do actually for shoot. I'm not saying
I am certainly in the top three at them.
Yeah, on your Spotify ad reads, yep. You are definitely in the top 3%.
Yep, yep. Mm-hmm. I actually got a bone to pick, but that's not what ad reads are, so we'll save it.
We do those at the beginning of the show.
We do.
We don't do them mid-show.
Right. How dare you.
All right, we got a couple videos to see here. Let's check them out. The first one is... First one's
what
awesome.
What was that?
That's not exactly appropriate for the
podcast. Okay, if we want to show it, we can. Just don't show it to the people. Just shoot. Okay, Mitt, do not change the camera. Keep it on us. In case you hadn't seen that meme, please.
It's a good meme. It's just a good meme.
That's all. It's just a good meme. This guy moving, and as someone who hates moving, this is at the top of nightmare scenarios. Why don't you run this?
Oh, fuck.
Oh.
Just can't wait to move to my new house. Oh, no, wait. Hold on. It'll stop.
Oh. Oh, putting the leg up and trying to brace all of your belonging. Oh,
where did this guy end up here?
All the baloney that you stored in those boxes.
All your belongings.
He ended up in this corner, head split open on that wall.
Not to mention that he also probably is going to incur about $10,000 in damages. Hope you got insurance, pal.
Let alone the wall that he scraped.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
the neighbor's wall.
You're going to have to move out of that apartment.
Look at him here, too. Like, woo, we're moving in.
So is the car? Is the car?
He looks up like, yeah.
Is the car
neutral?
Well, you know how these things are. They're finicky when it comes to what gear it's in.
They are.
What's up with those doors?
With the wooden on the back.
Well, it looks like it might be in London. I think it's the United States. That fence looks like Burnley.
Man.
That sucks.
Packing that shit back up in there and actually having to move it. That is like, gotta be the worst feeling in the entire world.
I think I would cry.
I think I would call it a day.
No, yeah, you leave, you never go back. Yep. None of that stuff is yours now.
Yeah, you're right.
Tell me this, though. Door is the bottom of this hill, though, and all that stuff just kind of went right in front of the door.
It could be.
You're right.
He got smushed, though.
Yeah, true. He is fucking down.
Not to mention, if you have any valuables in there, those are all broken.
Yeah,
yeah.
Done.
Done. Any pictures?
Yep.
Done.
I do love the little, like, hey.
Yeah, real quick. Oh, no, we're moving. Oh, hold on. I'm going to keep all this stuff.
I mean, he did what he could. It was kind of a pretty heady move. None of the boxes fell out while he was framing.
Yeah, he almost held on there.
Could you imagine that guy, just Peter Parker?
Dude, he legitimately almost did. Look at how far he made it down.
I know. It's very impressive.
And then boom.
Broke his arms.
It looks like he did a great job packing, too. I mean, he really got a lot of stuff.
The more you think about it, this could have been way worse. What if he gets pushed out by his luggage right away, and then he gets run over by the car?
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, that could have happened.
Yeah. I think he's got a fucking washer dryer.
Right there. He definitely does.
He's got
a washer dryer. Got him.
Yeah, he's lucky that thing didn't smush him.
That's what got him. He was holding it up with his leg.
That's electric. Fucking weapon.
Sorry, buddy.
This next video is an all-timer.
Yep.
I think we should, real quick before
start. Yeah, preface it.
You know, this feels like this is the last thing in the pod fod, and this feels like the right thing to kind of go out of.
Right.
First of all, like Ty mentioned earlier, everyone who shared the pod fod and as your top thing on Spotify, that is very fucking cool.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, shout out to all you guys.
We do it for you guys.
We do. Mm-hmm. For you. And Tony and Nick do too.
They do.
They also send their condolences.
Tony a little less than Nick, but
that's Bill's opinion. So thank you for that. For two, hope y'all had a great Thanksgiving.
Absolutely.
Probably should have led with that, but again, we're not very good at this.
Yeah.
And lastly, I hope that you people out there, I hope myself included, can love something the way this wonderful woman loves Walmart. Now, I forget her name.
Gail Lewis.
There it is. Gail Lewis.
Thank you, Gail.
Journeyman. What you're looking at here is Udonis Haslam of the Walmart world. Okay, this lady will die for her Walmart team, just like Udonis would for his Heat team.
Yep.
Why don't we run it?
Volume.
Walmart.
Thank you.
This is Gail Lewis. 10-year associate, Morris, Illinois, 844. Ooh. Signing out. Good night. So today was an end of an era for me. What you just saw was me signing out for the last time at my Walmart.
It's not funny, Mitch.
That I have worked at for 10 years. It's a happy sad because I'm going to be going to a better job. And those people became like family. I've been through a lot with them. They watched my back. I watched theirs. They helped me out. I helped them out. We even went through a fucking pandemic together. It just hurts, but it's a happy sad. Because where I'm going, I'm going to be better off where I'm at. That's all.
That's all.
That's all. Thank you, Gail. Thank you, Gail.
Love you, Gail.
Love you, Gail. Miss you, Gail. What? Love you, Gail.
What?
Need you, Gail. Want you, Gail. What?
We love you, Gail.
I'll have to send it in for next week. I saw on TikTok people were going around and interviewing people in the store just to, you know, give a little bit about what Gail meant to them.
Nice.
And she was the heart and soul of this Walmart. It will never be the same without Gail. She worked night shift. She kept the shit on the shelves. She made sure that nothing was getting stolen.
She's asset protection, too. I bet she had 10 to 15 confirmed kills.
For sure. At least.
Oh, yeah.
Shot a bunch of would-be, you know, robbers.
Yep.
Right through the fucking eyes.
Yep. One shot, one kill.
Exactly.
What's the deal?
And then she went back. She'd get the mop bucket and clean the brains off the aisle.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That Walmart fucking sucks now.
Oh yeah.
That's no the doubt worst about Walmart in America.
Most downhill
descended
Walmart.
Into chaos immediately after she left.
Mm-hmm.
You think people aren't saying, like, hey, Gail's not there anymore. Let's go fucking raid this place tonight.
That... I'm sure people working there are, what do I even do when I come in? Yeah. Gail's not here.
Where the fuck's Gail?
Where is Gail? I wonder where she went.
CIA.
I'm going to start GoFundMe to build a statue for her.
That's a good idea.
Outside
the Walmart headquarters, Walmart HQ.
Who's the Walmart guys? What's their name?
The Waltons.
Yeah, the Waltons should fucking do this right now.
Outside of Mile High.
They probably won't.
Yeah.
Yes.
They probably won't.
Next, Broncos game.
That's a great idea.
Have her sprint out.
Right next to Peyton.
With the team.
Have her sprint out.
Like Lil
Wayne. Gail Lewis Stadium.
Line her up wide. Let Russ throw a couple bubble screens to her.
Yeah. Russ, throw
her. Now we're talking.
We need to put her in the gun, my friend. She needs to be. She'll throw that thing to Jerry Jeudy 90 yards.
Are you benching Russ for her?
Shotgun. Who do they think they have under center? Gail Lewis?
No, they don't. No, you're not.
No, Gail. You're not.
No, you're not.
Coach, this is a high school football team. We are not training for the Marines here.
No, we're not training for the Marines here. We're just having fun.
That's right.
And we love all you guys for having fun with us. We'll see you next week.
And that's where it's at.